Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Food front to back on Dollhouse Radio. Hello? Who's saying hello?
It's Maya Devine.
Oh. Are we live? What, like?
I don't know. Just call.
Oh, okay. Who's this? Maya? Hello? Hello.
That was weird. Can you hear me?
Oh my god. Yeah, I can hear you. Oh. I was trying to do the intro, and then that was. Oh my god, this is horrible. So anyway, welcome to the Truth Front back on Dollhouse Radio. This is Desiree DeLuca, aka Boobzilla, my co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher, also known as Boobalicious.
Hello, I'm losing my voice, so pardon me, and excuse our technical difficulties earlier tonight. I don't know, we seem to be on a technical difficulty streak. Everything will go smoothly. Everybody cross their fingers for us. Are you? Oh, my goodness. So, my dear Desiree, how have you been?
I'm hanging in there. What's going on with you? since we're like short on time, we have to like jump into the news because our guests will be joining us soon.
The only news I have is I could tell a fest because we not only cover porn, we also cover entertainment. So I did go to Coachella Fest this weekend, all 3 days. If you don't know what Coachella Fest is, it's a huge music festival in the Coachella Valley, which is the Palm Springs area, and people come from all over the world. So the highlight was probably seeing Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg with a special guest performer. Are you laughing?
No, I'm not laughing.
I'm saying it's not that funny. And also, Guns N' Roses had Angus Rose from AC/DC as a special guest. So it was very cool. I also saw Paris Hilton in the bathroom. Actually, there's no bathroom. It's a bunch of porta potties like lined up. So I saw Paris Hilton and the porta potty line.
Ew.
She said, and she was like, I am not using this bathroom. And I'm thinking, dude, do you think it was going to be not disgusting? Anyways.
That's crazy. So, like, I heard that the tickets were, like, $900.
So, it depends how you buy them. If you just, and what kind. Just for a regular ticket, is $500. If you want a ticket where you're in the VIP area, it's $800. Now, I know that sounds like a lot of money, but it's 3 full days. Like, literally, you could be there from 11 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock at night, and there's bands playing all day long on, like, 5 different stages. So it is expensive, but I think it's really worth it just because, it's so much music. And there's a lot of really, really, like, almost all of the bands playing had a special guest, like, Cold War Kids had Fall Out Boys. Just everybody had a special guest, except for Sia. Honestly, I have to say Sia was completely boring. She was like the disappointment.
Wow, for you to say boring, that has to be really boring.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she was the worst.
So,
you
I don't have...
You let me down, Sia.
I don't have a topic, a news topic, but I do have, like, a topic that I want to, like address. So, since I'm
not
in the porn industry, no, I'm not coming out of the closet, you stupid ass. Can we have a show that you don't talk lesbian stuff to me?
You know I can.
Next week.
I can't help myself.
Next week. We're going to shoot for next week.
We'll see. Anyways.
So since I'm in the porn industry, this person approached me and was like, he had some, like, women trouble, and that one of his women told him that he needs to get checked out. So he's like, what do you mean? She goes, well, since I swallow your cum and all this stuff, now I have an infection.
Yeah, you can get gonorrhea and chlamydia of the throat. It's possible. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, you absolutely can. It's very.
But you said it wasn't an STD.
It is an STD.
Well, she said it was. What the doctor checked her over. Where she was at, and they said it's not an STD, it's just an infection.
Oh, I guess you could have, like, you can also have a yeast infection. Like, men can get yeast infections, so it could be yeast infection. I'm not a doctor, so I'm sure there's a lot of other infections I don't just pull about. But I know for sure men can get yeast infections. Actually,
so she had a yeast infection in her throat? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it could be. My good friend in high school actually dated a guy who got a yeast infection in his mouth because the girl he was dating before her had a yeast infection, and he went down on her. And I always that's all I thought about every time I looked at him. And every time I saw them kiss, I was like, ugh, in my mouth. Please Stop. Don't do that in front of me. Oh, my gosh.
So if you guys have any weird stories, or if this have ever happened to you, if you got a yeast infection in your mouth or the caramel.
Yeah.
Curious.
I want to hear all about it. Please tell me. Oh, my goodness.
So
well, that is quite a topic.
Hey, well, I was laughing. I was like, the girl's crazy because he said infection, and I was like, that's insane. I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, it can happen. I don't know how often it happens, but it is possible.
And that the only thing that she's on is antibiotics?
I don't know, though, because if it was a yeast infection, she'd be on, like, an antifungal, because yeast is a fungus. It's not a bacteria. Or bacteria? I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe that girl made it up. Maybe she's crazy.
Yeah.
Bitches making shit up.
So tonight we have Maya Devine and the original Tommy Gunn. True legend, I guess. I heard Miss Maya was in the industry and then took a 5-year vacation.
Oh, hiatus. Yeah, that's I keep dropping my phone. That's what our publicist, the lovely Erica Icon, was telling us, that she is just re-entering the business. So that'll be interesting to catch up with her and see what she's been up to. And then good old Tommy Gunn.
Yes, the fun Tommy Gunn.
Now there's two Tommy Gunns. There's the blonde, long-haired Tommy Gunn, and there's the short, brown-haired Tommy Gunn. And I always get confused, and now I'm debating. I think I should change my name to Tommy Gunn to really throw people for a loop.
More and more
Tommy Gunns.
Why the hell would you change your name to Tommy Gunn?
Just to fuck with everyone.
Oh, well, maybe you should name yourself Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. That's another good name. Or I could be Tommy Gunn / Tinkerbell. Well, I don't know. I have to think about it.
Yeah, I don't think your fans would be very, like, appreciative that you changed your name.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They should call in.
Yeah, anybody who's listening, what do you guys think about if I change my name to Tommy Gunn? Do you approve or disapprove? Actually, probably Tommy Gunn would be mad at me, so I better not. But
Well, yeah, because, you know, there's another already a Tommy Gunn, and everyone gets confused.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for Miss Maya Devine
to call in.
Have you done a lesbian scene with her?
Not yet. Hopefully
not yet. Oh, it's on your bucket list? Yeah.
It's not on my
so
bucket
gross.
List. It's on my reason to do list.
Your to do
list? It. Thanks for mentioning it. See, you can't even help yourself but to talk about it.
Well, because I had to say it before you said it, because you always say it all the time. Like, well, yeah, you remember that scene that we did, you know, that hot lesbian scene?
No, I've never worked with her, and I've never actually met her. So, so I don't have any stories like that with her. I did
what
want
about
ask
Tommy
you,
Gunn?
Desiree, I did when he was still married to Elizabeth Starr. I did do a scene with him for his Elizabeth Starr's production company. I mean, he's a cool guy. He's very mellow, very easygoing. Yeah. He is cool. So I wanted to ask music. Oh, is she here?
Yeah, she's here.
Okay.
Well, go ahead and ask me the question. What do you need to ask me?
I was going to ask you if you like music.
Do I like music?
You like music. Yeah, if you like music, I think you do. You should come with me next year to Coachella Fest. Anyway, yeah, we can talk
about discuss this. We, totally. But we want to welcome to the show Miss Maya Devine. Hello.
Hello, I'm here. Did I make it through this time?
You did. Thank you for joining us on the Truth Find Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. So sorry about all the confusion last week. You know, Karen kind of like loses herself.
Oh, that's okay. Things happen.
I didn't lose me.
No. She lost herself and locked herself out of the house.
My house.
Technical difficulties happen all the time, so it's no worries. Here I am. I'm
here
today.
Yes. So, all right. So, tell us. You were in the industry before, and then you took a 5-year break. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was in the industry for about 14 years, after 14 years, think about it this way. Technically speaking, if you consider the porn industry, if you want to put adult industry all together, from the time I was 18, I was dancing, and from the time I was 19, it was magazines all around us, you know, everywhere. And then 26, feature dancing, and then 26, porn. So I've done a 20-plus year stint in terms of adult entertainment, and I decided, hey, I need to go. My brain was like, hello, I would like to be recognized. So I went off on a let's go get the, you know, go to college, let's get my degree, let's do some stuff with the brain. And the brain wanted to be like, hey, I'm powerful too, I can do shit too, so let me get a piece of paper and prove that. And, you know, and I was like, yeah, all right, brain, we can do that. So I graduated with honors, and I have a bachelor's in metaphysics. I'm shy of a master's in metaphysics, and, you know, so now that the brain feels, you know, compensated and calmed down a bit, and it's like, all right, thank you, I feel much better now. I'm all cool. You can go back to doing what you were doing. So I was like, thank you. So
that's awesome.
Now it's about the walkabout. You know, you get out there, you prove to yourself that you can do something else. You prove that you can go out there and do whatever, you know. And then you're like, you know, fuck it. I want to get back into doing whatever I was doing. And this time I want to do it differently. This time I want to come back and, you know, be better and bigger and bolder. And I don't know, just whatever. Just be whatever I didn't, you know, feel like I didn't accomplish something before, you know, you just want to finish it off a little bit, you know, come back in,
right,
up a little bit, and then walk out feeling like, you know, just throw in the towel and go like, look at that, there, I did it, you know, boom. So that kind of thing. Dust it off, use it, and go.
So what, that, since you came back in the industry, have you noticed a difference between like when you were in before and then now?
Well, technically, I haven't started just yet. I'm in the preliminaries of everything. I'm getting everything all lined up, you know, with OC modeling, because Eric Masterson, that's my husband, he's at OC modeling as an agent now. And so we are working towards things, and we're getting everything figured out. And so, it's, you know, you guys are the first to put this out there. So nobody knows about anything yet, so this is going out live now to everybody.
Oh, wow.
We're yeah, nobody knows.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I haven't announced it to anybody else yet. So you guys got it. And the podcast that comes on tonight is coming on after you guys. So technically, you guys hit it first. Then there's a podcast tonight that's going to hit it again. So, you know, everybody's getting it today. So, I'm still in the works with a couple of things. You know, I'm still figuring some things out. But yes, of course, there is differences. And I noticed that just from Eric coming home and telling me about things all the time. So while I am removed from the industry, from, you know, not working or whatever, Eric, of course, is my husband, and he's in the industry. And every time he comes home, of course, I'm going to get a head full, depending upon how his day went. So, you know, there's definitely differences. But I'm coming back in as somebody who, think about the lifespan of people today, where I was in for 14 years, okay. The break that I took is usually, I mean, that's even longer than some girls last at this point in time, you know.
Yeah, it's very true.
So at this point, with me coming back in, you know, I could come back in for, you know, a year or two and be great and have a good time and be done if I wanted to, whatever the case may be. But when you think about the length and term I've been in, we're talking 14, if I add on another, you know, couple years, that's a long time. And, you know, Eric's, of course, been in the whole time. So you know, we've certainly been around for a long, long, long time. And so it is going to be different for me. It is going to be different because I don't know anybody. The length of time I've been gone. So we've had people get in, get out, come back, get out. You know, I literally talked to someone the other day when I was, you know, doing something over at OC who had been in and gone out and come back again in the length of time I've been gone. So it's kind of funny, you know, when you think about the career spans that technically are occurring now, you know, but hey, you know, I'm ready to get back in, jump, you know, dive back into it and check it out, meet all the new people and see what's going on. Because there's obviously, you know, people are going to be thinking, you know, it's going to be kind of interesting to see who thinks I'm new and who thinks, you know, who doesn't know, you know, it's going to be kind of funny. Because, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are like, who are you?
Very cool. So when are you going to start shooting scenes again?
It might be about a month or so. There were some medical things I had to take care of, and I'm just waiting for them to wrap that up because I had some medical issues over the last year or two. And I had some procedures that I had to take care of, and because the procedures were a bit uncomfortable, I've just been, you know, waiting to get those taken care of and done. You know, make sure that everything's, you know, over with. And right now I'm waiting for the doctors to tell me whether I have to do another procedure or not. So that's kind of what's happening is it's just, you know, I got excited and I wanted to jump back in and I thought I was done with everything medical. And then all of a sudden the doctors are like, well, no, we have to do more tests. So while everything is, you know, fine for right now, we still don't know, you know, we're still trying to figure some things out because I've had some issues with my stomach. So we're just figuring some stuff out. We're putting it on, you know, we're just, you know, everything seems fine right now, but, you know, they tell me they want to do some more stuff and I'm like, okay, fine, no problem. But we don't want to, you know, I don't want to dive right back in and put myself, you know, I don't want to have to stop and start and stop and start. You know what I mean? So, so for right now, I'm just getting, I'm building things up. I'm trying to get the excitement going. I'm trying to get everybody interested, like you guys helping me out like this, and, you know, start slow and just get it all going and then revved up. And by the time I jump in, everybody be like, yay. So at least I will anyway. I don't know. You know. Oh, and then of course you got to go to the gym. You got to go to the gym too, right? You know, don't forget the tanning bed in the gym. So.
Besides, you have another interview after this one, you said?
Well, no, I did that yesterday. It just so happens that it's going to air tonight at 11. While I spoke to them last night, their show doesn't, the podcast doesn't air until 11. So you guys are live right now, so technically, if you're live right now, the news just came out. So there we go. Boom. We've laid it on the line. So that happened. Now everybody.
Oh, well, it had to come out sometime, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm not afraid to walk. I'm not afraid to come out of the closet. It's okay for me.
You need to teach Desiree a lesson because she needs to come out and she needs some help doing that. But that's a whole other show. We don't have enough time to cover that tonight.
No, we don't. So, yes, and Desiree never will come out the closet because Desiree wasn't in the closet.
Okay, whatever you need to tell yourself. Just all remember,
right,
I love you and accept you no matter what.
Oh my God, you're insane. You're fucking insane.
Oh my goodness.
So, we are all of us.
Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say we're all a little bit insane. We have to be.
It is true. It's true. Everybody is crazy in their own way. The more people I get to know, the more I realize that's true, myself included.
Everybody's big.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say we're all in our unique own little happy-go-lucky world, wandering around and of our own branded insanity, adding it to the pot.
Absolutely.
To your question.
Yes. What types of scenes, like, what are your favorite scenes to perform? Or what and what do you think that you were known for? Like, what do you think your strongest scene is?
When it comes to the awards I was nominated for, I was usually nominated for acting awards or best or girl scene. So I was nominated for best actress, best supporting actress, best piece performance, and I got Miss Congeniality at one show, and then I also but all girl scenes I got nominated 2 or 3 times. So I guess you could say if you're gonna consider, you know, what I was known for, those the nominations I guess would speak in terms of that. But you know, I just go out and I have a really good time and I try to put everything into whatever I'm doing regardless. You know, I really wish that we had more acting still. When I came in, you know, we still did film and we were on set all day long, you know, and we had a lot of fun doing that, you know, and I can remember the last day being on set where they're like, we're shooting for a Vivid movie with Paul Thomas and saying this is the last day we're using film. And so that was just one of those days. It was just everything changed. You realize the world was changing and, you know, you've got the internet and you've got the online and the videos and everything was just, it was just wild. So for me, I would love to have more acting involved again and get back some of this nostalgia where we have more of, you know, more going on. So we have more of a build up. You know, it's not to be a womanly thing, but just to have more going on for those of us that are involved, you know, to have to sink your teeth into something and feel like you're being there and putting on much more of a performance. And not to say that the fucking ain't fun and great and wonderful, but hey, you know, every once in a while you want to take a little bite out of something else too. So but I like all of it. So, but hey, you know, whatever I can get, whatever I can do, I'm all about it.
Yeah, I actually like, you know, obviously I wasn't around when they still used film, but I like when I do roles involving more acting. I think it's very fun, so I could see how, yeah, I could see how it would be in the day when it was almost all like that and big features and stuff like that that don't happen that often nowadays.
No, they don't, and that's okay. And what little bit of acting is there? That's fun too. But you know, back in the day when it was more feature like, and I was doing features all the time, you know, you felt kind of Hollywood. You know, you can't help it but go, and you feel a little Hollywood. You know, you feel pretty cool. You know, I'm like, I'm on a movie set. I'm cool. You know, it's just kind of fun. There's just something about it, you know. It just makes it feel all that much more worthwhile. You're just having a good time. So it is, you know, it's you know, what can I say? You know, I guess, like you say, you know, I'm old school. I've been around a long time. I like what I like, you know. But I'm still going to bring back some good stuff, you know.
So you're excited about being back into the industry?
I'm excited about a lot of things. I'm excited about getting to meet the whole new crowd. I'm excited about, you know, trying out some new guys, you know, because I've got all these new guys out there, man. I mean, you know, what are we going to do? I kind of line them up and just like bang, bang, bang. So what are we going to do here?
Oh.
You know, so.
Oh, wow.
And there's a bunch of new girls. I mean, we just got to line everybody up. Just gonna, you know, I'm glad my husband's an agent because I just get to go in there and go boom, 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 boom. So. But he's the one that controls my no list, so, you know. So I just let him do all the things. But I at least I can go, hey, can I, like, you know, I feel like it's cheating. Like, hey, what do you think? Hook me up with that one. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, that's just a joke. But it's funny because there's so many new people in the industry. It'll be nice to get to meet everybody and to kind of get back involved and have a good time and see how things go. I think it should be interesting to see how it develops on set, for sure.
Very cool. So did you have a question, Desiree?
No, Karen, I don't. I said awesome, awesome. I was going to have her just do her little shout-outs because, you know, we're
okay.
Kind of, like, strapped on time.
I know we are. Okay, well, no, I won't
fault.
Answer the question then. It's all your fault. Anyway. Yeah, well, go ahead.
Me? Okay. I shout out to OC Modeling. Shout out to The Rub PR. Shout out to all my fans, whoever's listening. And I love you guys. Thanks, Dollhouse. Thanks, everybody on Twitter. You guys are awesome. And I can't wait to get started. And I look forward to seeing everybody, or at least have everybody see me. I'm the one getting naked. So, yay. Go team.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Oh,
and
thank
best
you.
Of luck. Yeah, I'll be looking to hear more about how your career is going. So good luck, and yeah, have a great night. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
And by all means, catch up with me later, and then we can, you know, figure out the rest of it.
Sounds good.
All right, you guys have a wonderful night, and thanks for having
okay.
me.
You too. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks.
All right,
you
bye-bye.
All right, bye.
On that note, that was Maya Divine. Lovely girl.
A lovely girl. I like the way you say that.
Lovely girl. We're going to take a quick break and come back and, yeah, still talk about your little coach Festa or whatever that is. So you're listening to
Coachella
Truth Find Back on Dollhouse. On Dollhouse Radio.
Yo, ayo, tonight is the night that I'ma get twisted. Mix Moscato and vodka, I'ma mix it. Roll that spaceship, we about to get lifted. Live in the present and give this to the gifted. This what you came, this what you came for. You get what you buy, this what you pay for. So make sure the stars is what you aim for. Make mistakes though.
I never worry.
Welcome back. You're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Hello.
You're with me. You're still
I
with
am.
Me, Karen?
I'm
oh, good.
Here.
I'm glad you didn't drop off.
I know. I did not drop off. I'm still here.
That's good. That's good. So, yeah, let's talk about your, why we're waiting for Mr. Tommy Gunn.
For good old
your,
Tommy
your,
Gunn to call in. My
yes,
hotel effect.
For,
yeah. What would you like to know?
So, you stayed, you went all 3 days?
It's all 3 days. Actually, you can go, they have it next weekend too. But you have to buy another ticket, and it's the same act, so I was like, what's the point? Yeah, it's 3 days, and they have bands all day long. I did not go all day long. I got there around 5:30 to 6, and I stayed till like between midnight and 2 every day, and that was enough because it's very crowded, and it's fun, but it's like not something I want to spend like 14 hours at. Maybe if I was like 18, but I'm not. So,
yeah, that's a long time, and I don't see you being at a concert for that long. But
it's a good people watching too. You just see all different types of people. I mean, there's definitely some weird people, even weirder than you.
And I'm not
and
really
weird,
so I think
okay.
I'm pretty normal. Yeah. So who did you go by yourself? I know you didn't go by yourself.
No, I did not go by myself. I went with
you
Ashley
don't do
Dodge,
anything
actually.
By yourself.
No, I mean, I would, like, if nobody else wanted to go, I guess I could go. Like, I would have still enjoyed myself if I went alone to Coachella. But I did not. I went with my girlfriend, Ashley Dodge. She lives here, so it was
So you guys got at a hotel and had, like, hotel parties and, like, big orgy fest and, you know.
You know, honestly, we did not. We went to the show.
That is so boring.
We actually didn't even drink. But you dance. I mean, there's music.
That is even
like
more
music,
boring.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you like music,
who goes
it's not
to a
boring.
Concert and doesn't drink?
We didn't join. Honestly, we had a lot of fun without it. I'm not, you know me, I do drink. Like, I'm not somebody who just never drinks, but, like, it just didn't happen that way. It's very hot. Like, first of all, it's very, very hot. And the lines to go to the bathroom is really, really long. And the line to get a drink is really, really long. Unless you're in the VIP. Next year, I'd probably spring for the VIP passes.
All I hear is like Charlie Brown and nothing but excuses.
What?
I said all I hear is Charlie Brown and nothing but excuses.
Oh my, nothing but excuses about what? About why I didn't
the
drink.
Bathroom is yeah, the bathroom's long and this and that and blah blah blah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, even Paris Hilton didn't want to use the bathroom there. No, the bathroom is just there's long lines, and they're porta potties, and people have been peeing on them. And you know, a lot of people go to Coachella, and a lot of them are drunk, a lot of them are using drugs all day long. So it's not like they're making a mess of the bathroom. So it is, but that is one downside to Coachella.
Well, if
there's
you're
no
in VIP,
place.
I would hope them. I hope they would give you a better bathroom.
Actually, I worked in the VIP section last year. I worked there for this charity group, and they are better, but they're still porta potties. But less people use them, so they don't get as gross, and the line isn't as long.
All right, so we're waiting for Mr. Tommy Gunn. I think we lost him, but waiting for him to call back in.
So another thing in the news that happened, we actually lost two entertainers. We lost Prince,
and China. China the wrestler. And of course, everybody knows who Prince was. So that was kind of a bummer. I remember when I saw him in camp. What?
Yep. Sorry to cut you off on the whole Prince thing. The legend Tommy Gunn has, you know, reappeared. You know, the legend.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, yes. Hello, how are you?
Well, thank you for joining us.
Hey there.
So,
how are you
this evening? We're good.
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm good.
I was
I don't
listening
know about...
for you guys.
You were?
Yeah.
And talking about, yeah, the whole coach, yeah, yeah, Karen's little fiasco.
It was fun. Yeah, the bathrooms are gross. They're gross, but it's very fun. It's very, very fun, anyways. But anyways, enough about Coachella Fest. Let's talk about you, Tommy Gunn. So what's been going on?
Oh, I've been shooting a few things in the middle of a street rod build. Building my car.
Right on.
Yeah.
Oh, you shooting for mainstream or just the
Well, I do both. I haven't
both.
I'm in between. The last thing I just did was that Criminal Minds or something like that. Criminal Minds, yeah.
Criminal Minds and NCIS.
Yeah.
Did they do a porn parody on NCIS?
No, do you watch actual regular TV? He's talking about regular TV. He didn't penetrate his cock
porn.
Into, oh my God.
I know nothing of the outside world. I only know I'm part of
unbelievable. No, Criminal Minds is actually like a mainstream like TV show.
I know. My mom actually watched that show, so I do know what that show is.
So I was in a bike game called The Fifth Dynasty.
Oh my God.
The Fifth Dynasty?
Yeah, with a big swastika on the back of it.
Oh, wow.
For the TV show. The makeshift bike gang.
Oh, that's crazy. So are you shooting porn?
You've gotten into mainstream acting. Sorry, we're both asking you questions at the same time. I guess that's pretty confusing. Go ahead.
Okay.
Desiree answered a question, so go ahead and answer hers. That's fine.
He did. He said yes, he's still shooting porn.
Oh, he's still shooting porn. So you've been shooting mainstream now as well. I didn't know that.
I started in, I think it was like
Sons of Anarchy, right?
Sons of Anarchy. I got on there. So I was on there quite frequently. And then from there, we got called from different TV shows to jump over and do a few days or a week in between them calling us back and forth for SOA when they needed background people and they weren't just focused on the characters themselves. So, yeah.
Very cool. So have you always wanted to be a mainstream actor, or did this just kind of fall into your lap?
I've always wanted to do both. Before I did porn in 94, I was in Waterworld and Stone Cold.
Oh, wow.
Long ago, huh. Jesus.
He's like dating himself. He's like, wow, long ago.
No, that's very cool. I never knew that about you, Tommy Gunn. And, like, I've known you for a while.
I know, a long time.
Cool. Yeah, good for you. That's awesome. Very awesome.
And
so what's next? Go ahead.
Well, the thing about the mainstream industry, they, you know, most of them all know me, and they know that I do porn, you know, of course.
Yeah.
And that I don't get any, you know, where they, you know, they shun you for being in porn. It's kind of like more acceptable now, so they don't hassle you. They talk to you more about the porn industry than porn girls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I got a lot of girls
wow.
on SOA when I was on it because they needed season two. They did a whole lot of adult sets, and so they asked me for girls, and so I've got all kinds of people on there.
That's awesome.
Very, very
That's awesome.
Cool.
So before you came on, we were talking about, you know, Karen wants to change her name to Tommy Gunn. What do you think about that?
Well, there'll be just one more.
I know. There's already two. Might as well make it three.
No, there's three.
There's three.
I didn't know there's
wow.
three.
There was somebody that started using the name right as just after I started, and,
yeah.
and apparently that person was like in the Midwest area, but only for a short time because I'd already been using it for mainstream feature films like with Sin City back in that time period, and then I was on a set with the Tommy Gunn that does photography, and he was the photographer, you know, and a camera guy way back in the 90s. And then, you know, some years later, you know, when I came, I was gone for a while and I came back, and that's when, you know, there was another Tommy Gunn because I was gone from the industry. And then when I came back in 06, apparently 2 years before that, 04 is Tommy Gunn that you guys all met, you know, a lot of people know. He came into the industry, you know, nobody really said much about, you know, another character with the same name. You know, people take up the same names, and it's not really a big deal because it's, you know, mainstream film that wouldn't happen in, but, you know, in ours it doesn't really matter.
Oh, well, then maybe tomorrow I'll change my name to Karen Fisher.
That'd be awesome. I would love it. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
No, not too much time, but so what are you working on now?
I've been working on my own production, which I never really ventured into until the last couple of years, for Under the Gun, which I thought was a pretty good name. And Amber Lynn Bach helped me figure that out while I was in Florida with her.
That's a cool name, actually.
Yeah, we were at her house in the pool and stuff like that, and we were talking about starting a production and thinking up a name, and then we were throwing it around, and then, boom, Under the Gun. Well, that was pretty neat.
It's a good name. It's a very good name.
Yeah, so I've been kind of trying to get that going. You know, and it's always tough to start something in this industry because there's just so many companies at the top.
Yeah.
You know? So trying to build up anything, you know, where people have been, you know, you've got Wicked and Vivid and all these companies have been around for decades. And a lot of companies have closed and fallen off, you know, because a lot of people start trying to get something going and the piracy thing winds up, you know, killing everybody because they're trying to get some return so they can continue to shoot, you know, and then you got to try to get all your stuff off of a free site.
The free sites are like just killing us.
Yeah, and a lot of people they think everybody makes a bunch of money and we don't. We're trying to put our stuff out there and get a return so we can continue to make new stuff.
Exactly.
And so I'm trying to do that.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start going on a driving tour with Casey, and then I'll shoot while I'm out of town.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good idea.
Yes, because then if you're driving, then you don't have to worry about flying into an airport, and you can just, like, if you're driving through an area and you find that a particular talent is living in that area, and then you can meet and do some work together and then continue on. I did that a couple years ago, and I'm Trouville, Ohio, Florida. That's when I met with Amber. We hung out with Amber for about a week and then came back through Texas and hung out with Demay and her husband at their place for a week.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, one of these days we'll have to work together. We only have a minute left, so please say your – I'm so sorry. I wish we had more time for you. Give us all your shout-outs, like where people can find you.
On Twitter, is Tommy Gunn with 1X. And then I have Under the Gun Studios. It's got a Twitter page. And then you got some of the people, you know, you got Casey underscore Storm.
Awesome.
Okay.
So everybody go check Tommy Gunn's stuff out. And thank you so much for being on the show, Tommy.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Be here.
Yeah,
thank you for joining us.
All right. Have a great night, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that wraps it up for another night of Truth, Fight, and Tobacco on Dollhouse Radio.
See you later.
Good night.
Good night.